Our scripture this morning comes from 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 4 through 5. It'll be read from the Common English Version. It's also on Miss Kathy's handout or in the Pew Bible on page 932. Every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us this victory. No one can defeat the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. So ends the reading.
I'd like you to watch a video as one more element to kind of get us focused for today. Then we'll talk about the message. So I want to start off by saying, how does somebody come up with a message? I kind of want to give you a little insight. It's nothing magic. It's just having that feeling from the Holy Spirit of the word you go with. And then when you get the word, you fill it all in. Well, today's word, or word of the day, how many here listen to WDLM? Word of the day, okay. Very few, all right. Word of the day is overcome. That's the word we're going to talk about today. So, on your piece of paper, the yellow piece of paper, if you didn't get one, raise your hand. The ushers will come torture you with a piece of paper. If you turn over to the side, the contemporary English version that I used today, to me, just spoke volumes about what we're trying to get across. Every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us victory. No one can defeat the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. So take a pen or pencil that you have handy, hopefully right in front of you, and make just one line through the word defeat and write the word overcome. Every child of God can overcome the world, and our faith is what gives us this victory. No one can overcome the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. So today we're going to claim it, and we're going to overcome. What I first want to talk about is what the real world looks like to most of us. Now, unless you are uniquely unique, most of us have some pretty interesting stuff that goes on in our lives. Our personal lives, our professional lives, our church family lives, our neighborhood lives. There's just so many different communities that we're all connected to. Each have their own sets of challenges. So some of the things that I was thinking of, most of us could probably relate to, is sickness and death. Many of us probably can relate to that in one of our communities that we know. Family issues or job-related stress, bad behavior, whether it's us individually, our families, our neighborhoods, our communities. Sometimes that incorporates lying, stealing, or criminal behavior. And then also, we have poverty and hunger that are very common, whether in this community or in other communities that we serve. If you raise your hand if you feel comfortable that you don't identify with any of those. Okay, so I'm talking to the right audience today. Everybody can identify with some of that. These are things that we deal with every single day. And it makes it very difficult sometimes just to maintain ourselves. Many of us have a lot of this coming at us all the time. Some of us maybe occasionally and maybe some of us infrequently. But we all deal with these issues. We all deal with these troubles. So an inventory list to do now is, to yourself, you don't have to raise your hand. Let me see if you identify with any of these specific things. Frustration, disappointment, sadness or crying, fear, anger or rage, being overwhelmed or feel like giving up, avoiding people or avoiding situations. And lastly, do you have difficult sleeping or do you have digestion issues? This is a recipe for someone who has not plugged in to overcome. Now, the good thing is we're all going to deal with this because we're human. We're not going to be perfect until we cross over out of this temporary place into the place where Jesus meets us. But we do have tools that can help us to kind of handle some of these things. That's the things I want to talk about today. So Jesus himself overcame the world. Many of us know the stories from the Bible, whether the Old Testament or New Testament, But overcoming means to have victory, to mean to conquer, to be on top of something. And many of us never feel that we have that connection in our lives, that we overcome or that we're on top of something. But we actually can do that. The person that we look to is who our faith is built on, that cornerstone of who he is, Jesus Christ. Overcoming the world is what he was all about. He was sent here to help us overcome this world. It wasn't just about his ministry. It wasn't just about the people that he touched. It was that connection, that relationship that he needs to have with us so that we can walk that same path, so that we can overcome all of those terrible things that I just talked about, that we can have hope every single day that a better day is coming, and eventually we will celebrate in glory with him. Jesus overcame this world when he walked among us. He showed us the way to live. He showed us what God expected from us. He gave us many of his parables and stories to help us understand what that connection looks like. The ultimate that he overcame was when he died. Many of us probably forget the part. It wasn't just that he laid in a tomb for 3 days. He went to the bowels of hell. He went to where we're supposed to go when he gave us that sacrifice on the cross. Otherwise, that's where we would be. When he overcame death, he came back to show us that it's powerful and it can be done. So we know that overcoming can happen. But we're humans, so we can't do it the way Jesus did it. We've got to do it the way we've got to do it. So how do we do that? There's a couple of scriptures that I want us to be mindful of. First of all is the one from this morning. Everybody's got this, right? The other one is from the book of John. The Gospel of John has a lot of great information for us. This is a particular one that kind of helps us reference where we're talking about today. So John chapter 16, verse 33. Many of you probably already know this by heart, but I'm just going to repeat it for those of us that kind of need to be reminded. I have told you this, so that you might have peace in your hearts because of me. While you are in this world, you will have to suffer. But cheer up, I have defeated the world. What a great message to hear. He already acknowledges we're going to have problems. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. People are not perfect, but we have to be better. We have to overcome. Otherwise, the connection that Jesus made for us is all for naught. And I refuse to be one that believes that all of that happened for nothing. I know it happened for something. So while we're mindful of what the scripture can do for us, let's talk about how we can kind of overcome with the help from Jesus Christ. We need to decide in our hearts to commit to a life that Jesus wants us. Or for those of us that have already stepped forward and made that commitment, maybe we need to reconnect to that. Maybe we need to re-solidify the fact that maybe we've kind of gotten off path a little bit. We don't need to unplug from him. We need to keep pushing on. And as hard as it is, and some of the things that we deal with, we need to keep doing that. We need to pray for the situation that we're in or that we see others that are in. We need to make sure that all of those that are involved are covered with our prayers. We may be in a really yucky situation, and many of us can probably identify to that. But sometimes prayer is a really nice tool to start with because we don't know what to say or we don't know what to do, but we know there has to be resolution. We need to trust God for his direction. I am a control freak, for those of you that don't know me very well, and I insist on being in control of every situation ever possible. My husband will tell you that he usually lets me spin out of control until I wear out, and then I'm usually a little bit more bendable. God's working on me with this. I'm not quite there just yet, but at some point in time, I hope to be there. But sometimes it's hard for me to let him have that direction. Let God show me or tell me what to do. I don't always listen. I don't always tune into what he needs. But guess what? If I just be quiet and settle down, usually things work out for the best without me mucking it up. So we need to trust that God has that direction for us. As hard as it is not to open our mouths or do something, we need to have that trust. When we leave it at the cross and we don't look back, then God has control of that situation. Don't be like Kathy Jordan, look at the cross, leave it, and then sneak back up, take it, throw it back on your shoulder, and take off with it. You're just asking for more trouble. The next one is love and forgive. just as Christ loves and forgives us. Sometimes people do things or situations that happen that are not forgivable, at least in our mind. Or it's hard to love somebody when they really trampled on us. We need to overcome. We've got to take the high road. We've got to do that. Christ had so many people that were not treating him well, and just the things that he endured, just knowing that I can take a few hits from a few words, don't like it, but I can do that. When we let things go, we actually are surrendering to the one that can make it better, not holding on to that, not capturing that moment, not being in control of that is actually a very lifting thing, even for a control freak like myself. And the last thing I want to emphasize is don't ever give up and don't give in. When you are in a situation, or when I'm in a situation where I just don't know what to do, just holding on and persevering through, although very taxing and very wearing, is a good thing to do. There will always be rewards at the end of it for all the things that we went through. It doesn't mean that the situation was right going through it. It doesn't mean the people or whatever the situation might be played out the right way. But the important thing is that I didn't give up. I didn't give in. I kept pushing forward. No matter how hard it gets, keep trying. Just like the little engine that knew he could. I think I can. You can do it. So it's kind of a short message today, because sometimes taking things in, it takes time to process a little bit. I want you to flip around on the back side of your paper. I have something on my dresser in my bedroom that was given to me by a very dear friend several years ago. And it's got my name at the top. It's like a greeting card with my name and these seven promises that God promises for me. When I'm in a bad place, when I feel beat up, when things just aren't going right in my life, I like to look at this. It does have a little bit of dust on it, right, Kurt? Yeah. So I look through the dust, or I just try to remember, but these things are important to me, so I want to put them on the back of this piece of paper. If anybody is going through a trial, if they're in a situation, or maybe they know someone that's in that same situation and we're lifting them up in prayer, these are promises that God will never renege on. He's not a reneger. He'll always be there for us. We connect and commit to having Jesus Christ as that relationship, that bridge, and those promises are ours no matter what. Sometimes when life is difficult, promises are good. And when the world kind of backs out on me, or if I really think things are caving in, I go back to this, because this will never change. This will always be the way that it is. When I look at this, I get my shot of B12 or my vitamins and my minerals, and I begin to feel that I can overcome whatever that is. So as we close today, there's a few things I want you to think about. You are a child of God, and your ability to overcome the world is not automatic. You need to grow in your faith. We all need to grow in our faith. Our relationship with Christ needs to grow as well, and we need to get in his word. We need to feel him with us every single day. The Christian life is not easy, and too many of us settle to just survive, but we're called to thrive. We are overwhelmed in this world. We need to overcome this world. The key is not to work harder to overcome the world, but know that Jesus paid the ultimate price and that the battle has already been won for us. We just need to claim it and overcome. I'd like to end today with a unique little twist. I'm going to ask all of us to rise and sing a video. For those of you that know the song, it's the artist is Mandisa. She is a contemporary artist that has some pretty upbeat type of music. The song is called Overcomer. For those of you that know this song, could you please sing a little bit louder? There may be those today with us that don't know the words as well. If you don't know the words, just read the words on the screen. It's guaranteed to give you that B12 shot, those vitamins and those minerals that you need. As we end with the benediction, I'm going to ask us to do something just a little bit different for the benediction, but I'm going to hold that for the surprise. And then we're going to end by leaving the sanctuary on a great song called Thrive by Casting Crowns. Don't expect you to sing the song unless you feel led to do it, but it's a way to know that we don't have to survive. We can thrive in this world, and we can overcome. So if you'll rise and join with me, we're going to sing a little Mandisa. If you'll do me a favor, everybody take a step this way. We're going to hold hands and join across the aisle. So find somebody that you like. It's okay. We're all friends. Okay? Everybody got hands? Everybody got somebody's hand? Okay, lift, if you're able to, lift them up high. If you're able to. Okay, join, bow your heads and join in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're raising our hands to you, Lord, because we are victorious, because Jesus Christ overcame the world. And Lord, we are not going to give up. We are not going to give in. Lord, you give us strength every day. We are an overcomer. And no matter what this world sends us, Lord, we've got it made because you are with us always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.